very recently when I was, you know, the radical left was saying, is he all there? Is he all there? And I proved I was all there because I aced it.
The president with Fox is Sean Hannity. America's listening to Fox News.
Lady A wants money, so we're taking her to court. We're stealing her name and she can't use it anymore. And Lady Annabelle tried to be nice. She better get legal advice. She wants to know.
Yesterday, I'm even madder today. This band. We're going to heal race relations by changing Antebellum because it's a piece of architecture that triggers people into crazy behavior or whatever. So they change it to Lady A, and I have a word I'd like to follow the A with, but I will not say that in the presence of a lady.
Well, thank you.
They're suing this poor singer for $10 million. Because they changed the name that they decided was inappropriate in these uncertain times. It's a little screwy to me. Now, we have a VIP birthday today.
Huh?
Yes.
I don't know that we've ever done this with you, but this is a song, and at the very end, we just have to sing the name. So, what's your mom's name?
Sherry.
Oh, Sherry.
Yeah. Sherry.
I have a Sherry. I have one of my greatest.
I was going with the Steve Perry version, but yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's what I was. One of the greatest stories of my entire collection of lame ass stories involves a woman named Sherry.
Oh, boy.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to hear that now, though. We have a birthday to celebrate, so here we go.
And all across the land, they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Can hit the hay.
Hey, Sherry, happy birthday.
Yay!
If you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Sherry.
Jebra.
Not bad. Squad.
You're not, based on that performance, ready to start a quartet.
No, not yet. Well, but Jay didn't join in.
It was only three of us. It was good harmony.
You're like the guy in the Darling family on Andy Griffith that blows into the jug. I mean, that's the best you can do. You can't hear that.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Briscoe Darling.
Right. You got time to breathe. You got time for music.
If anybody has a large empty jug, or perhaps one with still moonshine left in it,
that you'd like to spare for the morning show,
Blue Water Broadcasting. So happy birthday, Sherry. It is 8:05.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's already getting pretty tough out there with the dew point of 75, and we're cruising close to 80 degrees already at 8 o'clock in the morning. Whew. Heat advisory in effect today with the heat index 105 or higher. Today's high temperature in the low to mid-90s. There'll be a sun and cloud mix and with scattered thunderstorms cooling down a few lucky towns, especially this afternoon and this evening. And very humid tonight, overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, dangerous heat indices again in the 105 to 110 range. I wouldn't be surprised if we have another heat advisory tomorrow and probably Sunday as well, with highs in the mid-90s tomorrow, mid to upper 90s on Sunday, and the humidity just out of control. Spotty random thunderstorms cooling down a few lucky towns, and dangerous heat continues next week. Right now, this morning, we have 79 degrees with 89% humidity. It's really tough air here at 808. You're going
to
play
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The question?
Are you going to play the song from Peter and Gordon?
Yeah. How did that come up in the timeline?
This is the day in 1040. You remember that? That's when you started here, right? Was it 1040?
I learned about Lady Godiva from the Three Stooges.
But no, this is the day that she rode naked in Coventry. And this is the song from Peter and Gordon, 1960s.
It's a catchy
tune. Take it, goes on. 17.
Yes, you do.
We could do a really cool thing.
Her mother's listening.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jay.
I don't know. I'm just saying. You go from Lady Godiva to like, oh, we have, have a woman.
No, I'm thinking, look, I can't think of any morning show that's ever exploited the legend of Lady Godiva.
Probably for a good reason.
Oh, yeah.
We're not letting you in today, are we, Greg?
Saddle up, Jesse.
Saddle up your horses.
I'm going down to Bama country, and I'll make my announcement there. I will not be interrupted. No, I think we could do a really cool, at least a promo picture with Jesse on the horse in, you know, as described in Lady Godiva, and we could be the townspeople.
Townspeople. I love it.
I've got some Western, coats and stuff that y'all can use.
I was on a horse one time for PM Magazine. I used to do a show called PM Magazine. And right at the end of the show, we're supposed to ride off. Sydney Cohera and I are supposed to ride off. Well, the horse started going the wrong direction and then started going too fast. I said, slow down. Anyway, you just had to be there. So my one time on a horse on television.
On television.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah. I need to make that, too, because y'all would have fun. I do have step stools to let y'all get up on the horse a little easier.
He got the PM Magazine job. I was asked to audition for it in Miami.
Right?
And I lost out to a guy that played for the Dolphins.
Really?
Jimmy Cephalo.
That sinks.
And he's still on the air down there doing, I think he drinks his way through the morning show. He talks about wine all morning long on an AM station.
So you tried out for PM Magazine. You were
I came in second.
You were up for it. How about that?
I was still kind of in my wild child days, and I think they were more afraid of that than anything else.
PM Magazine was pretty cool.
What was the PM for? Was it just...
Because it was on in the evening, it was a magazine
show. Just evening? Okay, gotcha. Well, I didn't know if it was like People Monthly or...
People Matter.
No, I didn't know, you know?
It was some national stories and some local stories and all put together in a really nice little package. And you were at a different location every time.
No, there's still a PM Magazine show that's syndicated, but that's for premenopausal women.
I was wondering when that was going to come out. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be a PMS special.
Is anybody suffering from that?
I do not have PMS.
Montgomery had the highest rated PM magazine in the country. There were like 100 markets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so you not only got the job, but you were number one and a bigger share. I've never gotten over the bitterness I felt after not getting that gig.
Well, to make you feel a little bit better, Greg, Mom says, tell Greg and the gang thank you so much. It made her day, and she said to tell Jay that she listens every day, all day, and half for years. Love Greg's humor. And she even had little smiley emojis and kissy faces.
Look at that.
And
well, you may have gotten the PM Magazine job, Mr. Thomas.
Did I get mentioned at all?
No, you didn't. Not on that one, but she said Greg and the gang.
But Jesse's mom thinks I'm the bomb, so I'll take that.
Now, we were talking about High Speed Chase the other day, and Rich being just absolutely adorable in those photos. So
nice.
It's like Rich is the center of attention in our photos.
Look, don't forget, I don't think for a minute, I don't understand who the big cheese, the top dog, the big banana, the head honcho, the main man in this studio is.
It's me.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
I think he's discovered something over there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, you know, walking up the staircase, I began to smell a little bit of an odor, so I don't know if...
He's been stuck in that corner for a while now.
We have a dead Mighty Mouse, or...
Something going on?
Is there something going on the stairwell?
I think he's curious about something over there.
What's going on, Chase?
I mean, I thought we had the pest people in here like a week ago.
Oh, no, they did, and they put out stuff, but I don't know if we caught something, or... He's been very curious about that side of the wall.
I thought this one turned out...
That one was awesome. Really good. That was... A great shot.
That's a great picture.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's a great shot.
I didn't get an individual shot.
Well, you should have, because see, did y'all see mine with the studio new photo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Like, yay.
Oh, that's a really good picture.
Like, woohoo. Y'all, I can honestly say I think that's the best my hair's ever done for a photo shoot.
That's really nice.
I didn't do an individual shot either. I mean, Rich got one because, you know, Chase.
Chase.
Jesse got one because we need... Downstairs, we need, you know, another one for the wall there.
I want to replace the one I have on the wall. I hate that picture.
Oh, but you look so good.
Anyway, it's 8:13.
You don't like the group shot because somebody told me.
In these uncertain times.
My shirt was hanging out.
All right. Want to do a conundrum, boys and girls?
Let's do one. Yes.
We agreed on one.
Yes, we did, unanimously.
I think the answer is stupid. But that's not my goal to evaluate the answer. My goal is to get people to call. But again, we're going to rely on your powers of persuasion to get the phone to ring. So here's the conundrum.
Yeah.
A study found that ordering this on a first date doubles the odds of getting a second date. So what is this food?
There's your hint.
So
that's... Well, if you're ordering, I'm assuming the Daily Newspaper, you order food.
Kind of gave it away, sort of.
If you think you know the answer, be sure to call us.
I want to subscribe to Sports Illustrated. Can we have another date? All right, so what is this thing off the menu? 2729228. You know what rhymes with thing? Wing, finger?
Yes.
We are going to... have those brought to the radio station. But
I like the mild buffalo, please. When?
They're so good.
Oh, is it an afternoon show?
Yeah.
Oh, well, poo. Okay. Well, great.
Oh, by the way, it came up yesterday that one day you may want to come in for an afternoon, but I forget why we thought that was such a great idea. If anybody was listening yesterday and remembers why that was a great idea.
I've never gotten asked.
You've never gotten asked?
No.
Well, I feel special today.
You've gotten asked to call.
Yes.
Yeah, when there's something wrong.
Oh.
Would you come back, though?
I've been in the building.
Be honest.
No, I've been in the building when there's bad weather.
With bad weather, yeah. But would you just come back for no reason at all just to be on the show?
No.
Okay.
I would.
So, rather than be rejected by you...
Oh, look, the phone's ringing off the hook now, so Jay can step out of the conversation and remove himself from this piece of...
2729228, while Jay is queuing up calls, let's get your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Clanton Mayor Billy Joe Driver has died after a battle with COVID-19. He served the city of Clanton for decades, first as a member of the fire department before being elected mayor. Driver was set to announce his retirement later this year. State health officials say hospitalization numbers are trending in the wrong direction. As of Thursday, more than 1,200 confirmed coronavirus patients were in hospitals across Alabama. State health officer Dr. Scott Harris says these numbers are not sustainable. And state lawmakers were back in Montgomery Thursday for budget hearings. The Senate Budget Committee heard from state agency leaders about the impact COVID-19 will have on next year's budgets. According to the Legislative Services Office, the budgets appear stable right now. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, it's 8:16. Terry wants a shot of this conundrum. A study found that ordering this on your first date doubles the odds of getting a second date.
What do you think, Terry?
Yeah.
I think it is oysters.
Oysters.
Oysters, that's a good guess.
Well,
very close.
Close.
Get a second date with me, oysters.
Is it? Yeah.
thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey, thanks, Terry.
All right. So now you know. One guess, and it was in the ballpark. So think along those lines. Call us at 272-9KHOA.
Get oysters in the ballpark?
Yeah, which that's...
Actually, you can in some.
Oh, I think you can in...
Seattle, I think, has yes. oysters.
So a question. Have you guys have grilled oysters on the half shell?
Grilled?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Fire-grilled oysters on the half shell.
Yes, 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 mm-hmm. yes.
Hi, Chase.
You know where I had it at?
Where'd you have it at?
I think it was at Acme... Oyster House in New Orleans on
Ooh,
Toulouse,
I bet that was good.
Toulouse Street.
Yeah. First time I ever had grilled oysters on the half shell was at one of Auburn Research Parks when we did Ag Day for the mm-hmm. weekend out there, and the fisheries and marine life programs actually were cooking out, and you could get a plate of free grilled oysters, and the seasoning on there was
Char
delicious.
Grilled oysters Char-grilled. Are the best.
The best.
Yep.
So what, you put them on a grill? Like
yeah, you
a barbecue grill.
Have them on the half shell. You put them on the grill.
Oh, you put
season
the shell
them,
on the grill.
Put the shell and let
say,
those
how do you
suckers
keep them
go
from slipping through the the grill rooms.
Yeah, nope. Put it on the half shell. Let the shell heat up nice and hot. Let that sucker start sizzling. Season it. Put you some of that Parmesan cheese on it.
Let me some oysters. I really do.
So good. Get you a cracker.
This mm-hmm. is a shell of a great contest here.
Why don't you take the call from Idle there?
What's funny is he looked at it. That's what's funny. Greg looked at it. That's the great part.
That's the power of Rich Thomas. When Rich Thomas says, look at take Idle, I don't question. I just do what I'm told. 819.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Visit My Stark Agency in Montgomery at mystark.com.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Hey, Dad, it smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Big story yesterday.
I'm Jeff Bezos. I have a pretty big announcement. In light of recent events, I have given more thought to a group of people who have been oppressed for far too long.
Are you speaking about your Amazon factory workers?
No, I'm talking about a people who worked very hard to get what they needed and it was taken away from them.
Oh, you mean the small businesses you've driven to bankruptcy?
No, I want to make sure our company is doing all we can for the community who supports us so much.
You mean you're going to pay federal taxes now?
Wow. No, I'm announcing today that Amazon will no longer sell Washington Redskins merchandise.
That's it?
Yes.
That's very big of you.
That is so true. There is so much of that. Yeah, that we talked about silver linings during the pandemic on TV this morning. There's a guy, he lost all that money in his divorce, like $80 billion.
Got it all back in the pandemic?
Got all back during the pandemic. Thanks to a horrible disease that has affected so many people, he got very, very wealthy with the country shutting down. Not that we're against making money here. We like to help our sponsors do that and everybody else. I think we might intrigue some more people, motivate some more people to call on this conundrum if they knew just how exotic and exciting Seafood Bistro could be as a dining experience. So,
because
Jan,
that's what you're going to win.
I will answer your calls at 272-9228. A study found that ordering this on a first date doubles the chance of getting a second date. And the answer is not a photo of me.
Interestingly enough, the answer is also something you cannot get at the Seafood Bistro.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
That I know of. It's not on this menu anyway. And they haven't told me they're changing up to sell that particular item. But you can get things like calamari and crab claws, catfish and gator and mahi-mahi, the boil bags as well. You can get those. Along with the bacon-stuffed jalapeno poppers.
Ooh, yum.
Poppers.
Cajun bacon, cheddar fries, the fried green tomatoes. It's all there at the Seafood Bistro. You can dine in. The doors are open. Go inside, sit down, and enjoy the meal. They open up at 11 a.m. today, as they do every single day. You can call them then at 279-7500 or just go by 1651 Perry Hill Road. Stop inside and enjoy a meal. They're also doing curbside pickup. So they've got 12 parking spaces outlined there. Just pull in. Tell them which one you're in.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm answering the phone for Jason. Hold on.
And they'll get your food for you. And
hi, Greg. I've been sober for 15 years. And I would love to put you on the
I love
day.
This.
Who's this? Okay,
there go the.
The phones are going now. Hey, just
morning.
All Greg's got to say is that he's going to answer the phones, and they go off. They go
exactly.
off the hook.
Yeah.
Crazy,
Jimmy.
That's what it took.
Oh my goodness, Jimmy. Hold on.
Okay, and so yeah, don't forget to go online if you want to see the entire menu. I'm not even done. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. You can order. Hey, there's another line there. There you go.
Hi, what are you wearing?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Hope it's not Rick.
TheSeafoodBistro.com. Go there, put your order in. You can also get it delivered with any of the delivery apps on your phone. Like and follow them on Facebook for The Seafood Bistro.
Wow. That was whacked.
So, what? So, what's... I got to put these names in.
I don't remember them.
Okay.
All right, so we'll ask identified callers so y'all don't hang up.
I think this is Teddy. No.
No, this is
and this is Ken.
Ken!
Hey, Ken.
I knew that.
And, and I've been sober 46 years. I appreciate that.
Wow! Yay. Holy cow. Jeb, give him a, you know.
Please clap.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you?
46.
Oh, so you've never drank in your life.
I see. I gotcha.
You never had to destroy your life to figure out it was a bad idea. Huh? Okay.
No, but I did marry somebody that destroyed my life. It's pretty much the same thing.
Come on, that's a big club. And you ain't in it, as George Carlin likes to say. So what do you think this thing is, that you order it on a first date doubles your chance of a second?
I'm going to go out on a limb just because it makes the least sense. I'm going to say refried beans.
Fried beans.
Sorry, it's not
that.
But
that's
Ken, you are in our end of the show grand prize drawing. Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy, what's the first letter of your last name, please?
W.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jimmy.
What's your guess?
What you think?
All right, creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
Oh, how is that going to... That seems that's pretty good.
I haven't had that in a long time.
Wow.
I think that would be a thing that would... Well, yeah, it is. It would be a thing. You're right.
No, that's not what we're looking for.
Not what we're looking for, but good guess.
Thank you. I encourage men, when you're on that first date, push a dessert, a nice dessert. Make her know that you are comfortable, even if she's a little chubby.
God. Hi, who's this?
Patty Whitey.
Hey, Patty Whitey. I'm Dead Meat. Nice to talk to you.
Wow. This is Don R. I don't know. This kind of is a hard one, I guess. I make it a little more complicated, thinking probably be escargot, you know, snail.
Yeah.
Oh, escargot.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
That's not it.
It's something that smells, as far as I'm concerned.
We're
kind of in the neighborhood. It's something I would never touch.
I think
I remember what it is now, but I can't say it.
Okay. No.
I'll call back.
Thanks, right. Don.
Something I won't touch with a 2-foot pole.
Hey, Crawdad.
I might have missed the question a tad. Would you repeat it, please?
A study found that ordering this on a first date doubles the odds of getting a second date.
Okay, I did hear it correctly then.
Yeah, what'd you think?
First thing that came to mind was pizza.
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 Nope.
No. Oh,
not it.
No,
because you're getting... The guesses are getting colder.
And Leon's getting larger.
Because remember, it's something that I would never eat. And pizza, I would definitely
pizza,
eat.
Pizza, we would definitely eat, yes.
Or another one, this Korean thing called a balut.
A balut.
Uh-huh. Well, 1,000-year-old egg or a balut. No,
we
got
to get this contest over by the weekend. So thanks, Crawdad. Let's go to Sharon.
Good morning.
Hi, Sharon.
Good morning.
I'm going to guess caviar.
Ooh, caviar.
You know what? We're so close.
Close. But not no cigar.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
So it's not escargot, and it's not caviar.
And it's not oysters.
We're creating a giant circle around the winning answer with
these
guesses.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Right, thank you.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'll just grab this one live.
Oh, hi.
I mean, just like my women.
You're so versatile.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Who is this?
Beverly.
Hi, Beverly.
Beverly, hi.
What's the first letter of your last name, Beverly?
Good morning. B.
What was
that?
B.
B, okay.
Okay, Beverly, what do you think? What are we looking for? What answer are we looking for?
Sushi.
Oh,
sushi.
Let's see if that's it.
I got a good feeling about this one because it is
that's
the winner.
Correct.
It
is. Yes.
I won't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Beverly, congratulations. You are getting a Seafood Bistro gift card. If you'll hold on the line for us, Jay, you'll get all of your information, all right?
And then we'll apply for credit
thank you.
In your name. Good
sushi.
Stuff. Now, they don't serve sushi at Kaiser Fine Furniture, but they can sell you a nice dining set to serve it on. Mm-hmm. Yes, they can. Boy, this is an airplane hanger-sized store. It's very nice and it's functional, but it's, you know, they didn't waste a lot of money putting up stuff to be a sideshow. It's all about the furniture, and right now, about all. In fact, all of the furniture at Kaiser is marked up to 50% off. And by the way, you can get a Synchrony bank account at 0%. I have one. So if I can get one, just about anybody should be able to apply and get one of those. And you can go a little bit bigger without bearing the guilt of interest.
Oh my goodness.
So shop wiser, buy Kaiser. ShopKaiser.com is a great place to start. Our point person there, we always like to send you into a business with at least one name in your back pocket. So, you know, if you're more comfortable when you can talk to somebody who you know is there, and that would be Stella. She's got a really great team. And if you're looking for something specific or you're shopping in a certain price range, they can lead you to the choices. But right now, they want to move product, and delivery is free through the end of July. So go to ShopKaiser.com or stop by and visit them at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. By the way, they are just beyond the 10% tentacles of the Montgomery Taxing District, so you'll save there too. 8.25% at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Oh,
there you go. Thank you. Can you bring Beverly back on the air for real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Beverly?
Yes.
Tell me where you live again. What is the name of the town and the state you live in?
I live in Tennessee in Crossville.
So you listen to us on the app?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how did
it's
you?
Terry.
It's, I'm sorry?
You know Terry? Terry Rogers?
Terry Rogers.
Terry R?
I guess that must be one of our other callers.
Yeah.
Our
listeners, yeah.
Yeah, that's my fiancé.
Oh. Awesome!
When is the wedding so we know when to expect our invitations? And where are you?
Well, we have not made a date yet.
Which is not a bad idea considering these troubling times.
In these uncertain times.
In these uncertain and
I had a family member who was planning, and honestly, it was in October of last year that they set a date of May. It was the Friday before Memorial Day.
Right.
And that had to get postponed because they couldn't do it. And so I think it's good you guys don't have a date yet set.
But congratulations.
But
that's
yeah.
super exciting.
Yeah,
thank you.
I was just curious how somebody in Crossville, Tennessee finds out about the show.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and that sort of thing. But you have a fiance. And so now I understand why you're perfectly fine with this gift card being mailed to you, because you're going to get to use it pretty soon when you uproot and move down here, I guess.
Yes.
Well, we want to, you know, we would kind of like to keep up with you. So check in with us from time to time. Let us know what your plans are going to be. And we will become, we're very dramatic people. We would love to know more about your.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pending nuptials.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Hope you have a great one.
Take care.
So thank you.
Bye-bye.
On top of that, I actually got a call in the other day. One of my fans out of the Netherlands listens to us on the app.
Do your fans in the Netherlands listen with wooden headphones?
Yes, they do. They got to tap on them every once in a while sure that they get through. But yeah, Jessica's one of our fans, and she tweeted out the other morning.
What time is it in the Netherlands?
She was listening to us the other morning, and tunes in every morning. So it's pretty cool.
3:34 p.m. in Amsterdam right now.
Yeah, so she tunes in, and we've got a good little following base. Yay!
On their cute little wooden clocks.
Yes.
3:34. Everything's wooden up.
It's 8:34. Right back.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1: we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2: C Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6: great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7: free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8: trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The runoff election for both parties is July 14th. This is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the rising number of cases, we encourage you to vote absentee. The deadline to apply for an absentee ballot is July 9th, and they must be received by July 13th.
If you are voting in person, you must respect our safety rules. The public interest is best served by participation in elections, and the right to vote is essential to our democracy. The virus can't stop our vote.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Mr. Bo Goodson is absolutely correct. Waiting to hear from Mr. Bader. We got a closing date. How about that?
Cool.
Here's a little contest for everybody. We're not giving away anything on this, but see if you can identify this sound. That's a French bulldog.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a wild growl.
Not reacting well to the attempt to remove the toy from in front of the dog. I was going to make that an audio conundrum, but I'd have to keep that in mind until Monday, and I'm just not organized enough to do that. You were asking about Baumhauer's and Wednesday night. And are we good for this coming?
I am good. If you are, I just need the go-ahead and the official time of what I need to do and bring and set up. And, yeah, I need details.
Well, that'll be this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, which I believe will be the 15th.
It is.
And we will just, it's a casual thing, you know. They're at 50% capacity and be a chance to have some, you know, you'll get a nice dinner.
Yes, I like dinner.
And
food's always
see if
good.
Mom wants to come.
I will see if Mom wants to come, and I was going to ask, too, did we need the guitarist for this one, or are we just going to do kind of a meet and greet, or what?
It'll be a meet and greet.
All right, good deal.
And I need your, because I want to play it.
I'm going to send you new stuff today.
Oh, cool.
To make sure I get you some MP3s.
Beautiful.
Dropped it to you.
It's every Wednesday night right after happy hour. Actually, our little group over there gathers at the round tables, which are at the end of the long bar at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. May I suggest maybe today, if you work downtown or close to downtown, try Wing Fingers. That's Bob's new place where the old Baumhauer's used to be at the RSA building at 201 Union. And soon you'll be able to win lunch for two at Wing Fingers. This is fresh chicken. Their batter is extraordinary. I know the secret, what makes it so good. And you can use it. It's probably the most versatile thing that Baumhauer makes because it can be made into sandwiches, for dipping, into salads, served with gooey fries, crinkle cuts. They've got beer, craft beer, wine, all downtown from 10:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, at Wing Fingers, the newest concept from Bob Baumhauer. Downtown.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Much like yesterday, there's some rain on the radar, showers and thunderstorms in southwest Alabama. It is dry elsewhere. And today, there's not going to be as many storms to go around. There'll still be some scattered storms around. The big story is shifting to heat and a heat advisory in effect with a high today around 93, but the heat index 105 or higher, which takes us into the danger range. Low tonight down to about 75. Stay hydrated and don't do strenuous activities, you know, from 10 to 2.
put it off until at least maybe early in the day or later in the evening. Tomorrow and Sunday, dangerous heat indices again, 105 to 110, with high temperatures in the mid-90s tomorrow, mid to upper 90s on Sunday. There'll be some spotty, random cooling showers for some lucky communities scattered around in the afternoon and evening hours. And the dangerous heat continues in through next week. In fact, it's... We're going to be stuck in the heat for a while. Right now, this morning, with 89% humidity and partly cloudy skies, it's 79 at 842.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have light to moderate traffic on the boulevard this morning. Some congestion at the major intersections. Light to moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let me tell you about a very necessary business and their business. They're open for business right now. As a matter of fact, technically, they're always open for business, and that would be Plumbing by Luke Wire. They're ready to take your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even in the middle of a weekend, even in the middle of a holiday, because plumbing, as we all know, picks the worst time to be a problem. So whether it's a broken pipe, clogged sink, busted toilet, leak behind the dishwasher, Plumbing by Luke Wire is going to take care of you. And by the way, if you are planning a trip out of town here pretty soon, a lot of people are getting on the road this summer after being cooped up for a while during this pandemic situation. You might want to get the whole house plumbing inspection and find out if there's a big problem that could be lurking and have it fixed before you go out of town so you don't come home to a flood. You know, which it happens. Believe me, it happens. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbyluquewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, you just heard that cute little French bulldog with the unusual growl. Funny little guy, a snarling chihuahua. In and around the fun things today. Oh, there! How many?
Oh, look at that. Didn't that look scrumptious? It was, by the way.
You are such a food photographer, though, man. I promise you, next week, the cheese will be getting thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink.
Robert De Niro, oh, the coronavirus is costing him money. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, jeez. I'm distraught.
I wish you hadn't told me that first thing this morning because I'm still trying to process my reaction.
I'm supposed to agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
All right, so coming up next, our News of the Weird segment involving a car. I've never heard this happen before. Maybe it'll be a first for you.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brought to you by Delkin Tomlinson.
And now today's episode of... The married couple.
Walter.
What?
Now more than ever, I've noticed that during this time of quarantine and isolation, it seems your listening and paying attention to what I'm saying is getting worse. Can you please do me a big favor and get better at that?
Sure. What was the first part of that again?
Ugh.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
All right. In lieu of Morning Maroon nominees today, we got one story that's just kind of bizarre. And it happened in Chicago, which has become a really kind of bizarre city. You know that the mayor of Chicago has said if churches continue to remain open, they will bulldoze them down?
That's ridiculous.
That is obscene. I mean, this is how crazy they've gotten. But this has nothing to do with that. They got a call around 8:30 on Sunday about a suspicious vehicle parked near a trail. When they got there, they found it was a 2015 Chevy Suburban that had been reported stolen earlier that day. So they towed it to the parking lot of the police station. But 2 hours later, before the owner was notified and could come and pick up their car, somebody stole the SUV right out of the police parking lot.
Oh, no.
So now they're investigating both thefts since they believe they were committed by two different people.
Wow.
That is bizarre. Well, somebody changed it from Burlington Coat Factory to Burlington Factory, walking around exposed in front of parents and kids.
Oh, no.
I honestly, I'm seeing, you see videos too. The pandemic, this is why I always, hey, look at the Dow is suddenly up 125 points.
Oh, that's good.
Yay.
All we hear about how many people have tested positive, how many people have had to be hospitalized, how many people whose passing was caused either by or in some part due to COVID. We're not hearing, nobody's talking about the long-term effects of this. Now, today on TV, we talked about silver linings and that kind of thing, but it's not all, there are going to be other factors coming along that nobody's thinking long-term.
Mentally, people have suffered.
Oh, it's the damages. I don't think it's calculable. By the way, do you think the government would tell us or withhold evidence of UFOs if they had a definitive?
They'd withhold it.
I think so, too. In fact, I've heard that presidents who get that first briefing.
Yeah.
That's the first, that's thing, the first thing they're asking.
Yeah. I would think, though, if there was an answer to that, that somebody would have leaked it. You can't keep a secret in Washington, D.C. How would everybody adhere to that one?
Well, if you listen to that, our overnight program, there's a lot of conspiracy theories.
Well, yeah, I know, but I stopped doing drugs, so
yeah,
it makes no sense to me. I got a nice note from my friend Sherry, a loyal listener who loves to use our sponsors, and she went to Dan Black Studios. And I want to pull that.
There it is, further down.
Right, wow, there. I have gotten a lot of mail today, haven't I?
Look. Oh, I just sent you two, like, back to back. So.
She sent a note. Just wanted to let you know I dropped off 20 video cassettes at Dan Black Studios yesterday. The nicest lady helped me. Right now, instead of $29 per tape, it is $14.50. So think about that. If you've got a box of VHS cassettes, and many have them with family movies and things.
Right.
Those start dying the minute that you take them out of the camera.
They degrade.
Over a long period of time, and on top of that, they get weaker. So now is the time, especially at that price, to have it transferred to a permanent format where you'll be able to continue to enjoy them. That is an amazing price. So if you've got those, and by the way, I guess Sherry's were intact, but if you have a broken VHS tape that you saved because there was something special on it, hoping the day would come when there would be a place you could take that tape and get it fixed, guess what? Dan Black Studios.
Can now.
Yes. So, and if you want to do a tribute video to somebody for a birthday or an anniversary, just pull everything together and bring it over there because Dan Black has a long media pedigree. They do it professionally. They've been used by every network under the sun for remote broadcasts and so forth. So these are real media people. They're going to give you the real best media outcome. 279-6036 is the number, or browse all of their services at danblackstudios.net. Don't forget, again, 50% off through July at Dan Black Studios.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Overall, we are light to moderate around the city right now. Just a little congestion on the boulevard. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge, fairly busy. Congressman Dickinson, a little busy inbound, as well as Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road looking pretty good. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Santa's enjoying his time off this summer, but that doesn't mean you can't enjoy a little Christmas now. Cafco Outlet's Christmas in July sale is now through July 31st. Shop huge savings on a large variety of Christmas items, priced 20 to 50% off. We have a great selection of gift ideas and collegiate decor. Like to DIY? We have an amazing collection of ribbons and supplies for floral and wreath making. New store hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 till 5. The Christmas in July sale at Cafco Outlet on the Wetumpka Highway.
Do you know the proper way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in your office? We do. We're Jana King, the king of clean, for over 30 years, and we've developed comprehensive programs to address proper cleaning and disinfection. We have experience in applying disinfecting programs in hospitals, office buildings, schools, and other venues. Now we're ready to help and able to assist customers that need disinfecting services. Go to JanieKingCleans.com now to learn more. That's JanieKingCleans.com.
Jana King, the king of clean.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You are the official winners.
My strategy was simply to win.
I helped them to learn how to win, and
God doesn't want you to win this competition.
They give them a chance to win some money for the Girl Scout.
Well, I think, first of all, I think they're both winners. Just to make it to the finals, I think, is an accomplishment in itself, and I think people would agree with me here today.
To call this a no-win situation is the understatement of the year.
Brutality, as I've taught you, has never been the way to win a battle.
All right, we need a couple of winners right now. Grand prize drawing time as we reach the end of the week, and Jesse Lynn will be diving into the basket. And our first prize, the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, complete service on your vehicle for the very best with three locations to serve you.
All right, number 31,
Jay.
31 is Debbie K. That's Debbie K, everybody.
All right, that includes an oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection of brakes. They check all your fluids, rotate, and do a rolling inspection on your tires. Plug any holes that may, or they remove debris from the road.
Debris.
Well, not Debbie, though. Debbie what?
Well, Debbie's
the winner.
It's Debbie's prize. And you can redeem that at any of Don's locations, Highway 14 in Prattville-Millbrook, Highway 14. Madison downtown.
Yeah. Downtown Montgomery, and
Bell Road just north of one.
There you go.
Okay, a Clark's Club membership worth $159.
Number eight.
Number eight is Johnny L.
You just remember the Clark's Club. And part of the prestige of being a Clark's Club member is knowing that anytime you call, somebody is going to get right back to you and get on the way to address a heating, AC, or plumbing problem. Plus, you'll get two annual tune-ups to your comfort control system, you know, in front of each seasonal change. Now, you might want to get them out right away because we're going through some blast furnace weather. You should at least know that your system is running efficiently. Get a discount on parts and labor if something needs to be repaired or replaced. And their plumbers belong on the Ed Sullivan Show. They're that talented. So, that's kind of an
old... We're Clark's Club members. What's
some people Who is Ed Sullivan? Here's Ed Sullivan.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual, novelty act.
Yeah, they're going to rebuild your faucet. That's what they did for me. They're really, really terrific. So congratulations. Did we cover everything?
I think we did.
Yes.
I think we're good, everybody.
Then you know what time it is?
It's time for Joey.
Joey time?
No.
You're all wrong.
Darn.
You're all wrong.
What time is it?
It's time to love what you drive.
I thought it was howdy doody time.
No. If you're not loving what you drive, let me recommend a visit to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Tip times that. You know, we're six-time purchasers. It's personal policy. I would never ask you to spend a dime at a place I'm not willing to spend my own money. We've done that six times, and I have three payments every month that are so reasonable. I'm happy when I make them. Now, I want to go to the Signature Car Lot because if you go to Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com, you can shop under five. Let's see what they have there. They sold everything in that category. Okay, so you'll have to come back if you're in that price range. But between 5 and 10, you're going to have a bunch of choices there. And all these products look amazing. Clip through the pictures on their website, and you're going to see vehicles that look like they just rolled off the assembly line. But they're all available in this category under $10,000, including a 2010 Chevy Malibu LTZ. Low mileage, a 2015 Nissan Altima, great sedan, low mileage, and in my nuclear physicist sister's opinion, the best engineered car out there. Some Nissan Versas, a Volvo, all of these under $10,000. Of course, you can shop in this store at any price over $25 as well, from below $5 to over $25. One thing all the vehicles have in common is that they have been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics. So they don't want to sell somebody else's troubles. Plus, you'll deal with people that'll make it feel like anything like shopping for a pre-owned car based on your previous experiences. Tip Tames, great group. They, by the way, credit issues, no problem. They will get you done at Jack Ingram. Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Jack Ingram. Shop all the Jack Ingram family of stores at jackingram.com.
That's right.
Jesse. Richie.
Hey.
Greggy.
Okay.
We're going to get a whole week of you next week?
Yeah.
Good.
Unless I die over the weekend.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Jeez. Because Joey's already working 6 hours.
I know. What's three more?
Rioting, looting, vandalism. It's getting out of control. And liberal Soros-backed judges and prosecutors giving them a free ride makes it worse. That's why Republicans need to re-elect Judge Beth Kellum to the Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. Beth Kellum, tough, strong, conservative. Beth Kellum stands with our police.